Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we discuss issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we are discussing Zimbabwe's 44th independence anniversary. We're looking at the country's successes and challenges. But first, a gold mine in Zimbabwe has turned its former dump site into a solar station, generating all the energy it needs for operations at the mine and releasing excess energy into the national grid. Located in Zimbabwe's southwestern Bubi district, some 500 kilometers from the capital, the project has drawn praise from environmentalists. Columbus Mavunga has more.
After losing hours and hours of production due to Zimbabwe's chronic power shortages, the Tech Gold Mine decided to take action. Workers removed 1.5 million tons of mining waste from a dump site and erected a solar power station that generates 4.4 megawatts of electricity per hour.
And the installation of that plant on a former dump site was a strategic plan to say we have to save the environment, we have to avoid cutting into new virgin land. So we opted for a former dump site, which we had rehabilitated. Since then, the generation from the solar plant is able to run the plant, every equipment, every asset that we have on the mine, and with excess, that power is thrown into the national grid.
Danda says the new dump site, unlike the previous one, does not release contaminated waste into a nearby river. Instead, the solid waste is kept in the dump site while water is recycled for use at the mine. Chipompo Fuzuze, who heads the environmental management agents in this southwest region of Zimbabwe, says other mines should emulate the Tech mine, which despite its name is owned primarily by Canadians.
They removed waste, the tailings, to a new site which is properly engineered to protect underground water contamination. And what we also appreciate is they didn't open a new virgin land to site their solar field. They've also saved the forest. What we also appreciate again is they've gone green. Instead of relying on thermal power or hydropower, we know the impact on the environment.
Tech mine and government scientists say the solar project spread across 3.6 hectares of land will save 5.4 million kilograms per year in coal for thermal energy, or 116.8 million liters of water for hydropower. It's not only environmental scientists welcoming the project. 23-year-old Precious Piri, a mother of one, is one of the locals employed to clear the solar panels of dust from a nearby road and lime mining operation.
My life has changed financially. I'm now able to pay for my child's school fees, buy uniforms, and I'm able to do whatever he wants to do in life. As a mother, I'm able to do these things.
Zimbabwe's power utility says that with the global calls for green energy to reduce emissions, the Tech Mine solar project is commendable, especially in Zimbabwe, where energy shortages are worsening due to droughts in the region. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Bubi, Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Columbus. Back to our main topic of the day. President Emmerson Mnangagwa today told thousands of people attending Zimbabwe's 44th independence anniversary in Murambinda, Manicaland province, that locals should embrace the newly introduced Zimbabwean gold currency. He said the new currency will bring in remarkable development in the country. He also noted that no one would die of hunger due to the current devastating drought. Several opposition leaders, including Professor Walshman Nyube of CCC, his party's de facto Secretary General Sengezo Shabangu, Professor Lovemore Maduku of the NCA party, and several others also attended the event. Opposition lawmaker Minenhle Gumede of Bulawayo was also there. She had this to say about the Independence Day. That was Bulawayo lawmaker Minenhle Gumede speaking to Studio 7 reporter Mlondolozi Ncube in Murambinda. A young mother of one patient, Chamboko, from Nyanga, said Independence Day is an important day, although she is facing many problems. That there was Patience Shamboko from Nyanga speaking to Studio 7 reporter Tobias Muzingwa. Primrose Manza, another lady from Harare, also attended the Independence Day event and had this to say.
We thank our heroes and heroines for reaching that. We just want to thank them and thank our president, Dr. Emerson Mnangagwa, for this opportunity. We as women, I really thank him so much because we have more opportunities than the previous generation. For us, like today, we have the opportunities to go to work, doing our own things, not depending for the men or the husbands. I need to thank him so much. Like here in Murambinda, there are some irrigation schemes. Women are now into agribusiness. They are doing farming, the irrigation schemes, the bridges and whatever. So women are now doing more activities whereby they are making their own money through hard work.
That there was Primrose Manza, a Harare woman, speaking to Studio 7's Tobias Muzingwa in Murambinda. In Manicaland, Manicaland war collaborator Diana Mukwindidza from Mutora village in Mutare South constituency said she's not happy about what the government has done for her since independence from colonial rule in 1980.
Zvakadaro zvezvo takasimuka zvuro tikati regai tiende kuindependence tiende kofara kufarira zvara dure takarwira kubva kumashure shure kwese tichibikira vana vedu vachifamba nedondo ichiita sei tichitwa mako aya achisvotoka kuti tiri kutwira kuti vana vedu vararame tione kuone kuti kusununguka kwakanaka mbanje pachedu pacho ipapa taakutoitira neutsinyi nekuti isusu tiri anhu echikuru kudai hamuchatotioni kuti tiri wanhu mwaakutoti imimi ndimu mwakatodhonza nyika asi isisi takadhonze nyika mwaakutirondera pasi
Saka munoti izvozvo manzwira muri kuita gogoma kutaura neshungu munoonesa kuti zvingagadzirisika sei kuti nyika ienderere mberi
maonere enyu imimi emunonga muchiita ka kana muri kurondera isusu takatanga nekutambudzika nayo nyika iyi handifunguti pane kunoendeka ba ritori dambudziko futi remuri kutowaka nekuti tinenge tiri kutogunun'una kuti tiri kuwanei isusu takasvikika hapana muri kutironderera pasi
That was war collaborator Diana Mukwindidza speaking to Studio 7's Tobias Mudzingwa in Murambinda. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're discussing Zimbabwe's 44th independence anniversary. We're looking at the country's successes and problems. To discuss this issue, we are joined by ZANU-PF's Rumbidzai Mpofu and JSC Chihota, Programs Manager at Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, WALP. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the program. Yes, thank you very much. I can hear you. Yes, so I'll start off with you, Ms. Chihota, Jesse Chihota of WALP. Can you tell us, you have been dealing with a lot of women. You are in leadership and political excellence. What have you seen? What would you say have been the successes of Zimbabwe in the last 44 years in relation to women's advancement?
All right. Thank you so much. We're just going to start with the election that we had last year. Can you hear me?
Yes. Carry on.
All right. So the women's status in Zimbabwe is absolutely shocking, to be very honest. Working in the women's working with women's issues and lobbying for women's rights, what we saw starting with the elections was that at political party level, there were less women candidates who were fielded. We had the ruling party field 23 women candidates and the opposition party field 20 women candidates. Thus, women made up 10% of members of parliament. And then we also have the issue of the exorbitant nomination fee that was set by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. They set $1,000 for MP candidates, $20,000 for presidential candidates, and $100 for councillors. And when you look at the fact that given that over 70% of the country's population lives below the poverty bottom line, and that there is massive economic instability, and that women make up over 52% of the country's population, women political candidates have very little chance at securing political leadership positions, which we think is key if the country is going to progress forward and also for the status of women to improve. And then we also have issues of climate change, change, which is exacerbating the economic challenges that women are facing already. And I was reading just today on CNN that climate change will cause a 19% reduction in global income, and that the most hard-hit areas will obviously be third world countries that are still even fighting to fully implement climate change mitigation measures. So when you consider that women in Zimbabwe are already shouldering the burden of the food shortages, and we are suffering the most from the effects of drought that has been caused by the El Nino phenomenon, it seems that women's status is more on the decline. And then we also have more women facing gender-based violence due to the economic crisis once again, as we try to secure food and financial security through marriage. And then, you know, we have the introduction of the new current regime, the ZIG, which is set to be in circulation at the end of this month, I think. I stand to be corrected. And then the introduction of the new currency, with the government saying that if you have bond notes, this is cash, that are over $100,000, you need to explain the source of the funds. And you find that most of the women who in Zimbabwe are informally employed, they're traders. So obviously they work in cash businesses, and they have so much of those bond notes in cash. Some of them might be unable to explain the source of the money. They might not be able to understand the requirements that they need to meet if they're going to change the money into the new currency. And all in all, I just feel that personally and also professionally as an expert, that women's status is on the decline. Women are suffering in Zimbabwe. And yes, congratulations to Zimbabwe for the 44 years of independence. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more work that needs to be done for women in terms of representation, in terms of social service delivery, and in terms of the leadership positions if you're going to boost your standing.
Thank you so much. I'll switch over now to you, Ms. Rumbidza Impofu. Makadi,
Zeni.
Aiwa, tiri wadi tinonzwa kuti mimuri vechidiki vebato riri kutonga parizvino. Mungati ndezvipi zvamungati imi zvakanyatsofamba zvakanaka mumakore ataona abva kupfuraya, tichiona kuti nhasi nyika iri kuwanikwa iyo ichicherechedza zuva rekuzvitonga kuzere?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. Firstly, I would want to say, like, for the past 44 years, us as black people, us as black Zimbabwean citizens, we have gained our liberation from the colonial white rule. So I want to not stress the issue of education. We've got the right to education, because you would find kare, there was white school. If you call it a good design, then you have a new idea. But you'd find that it's now free, it's equal education to all. Akuna kuti ijo chikoro chakanangana nanhingi, ijo chakanangana nanhingi. Ndichibva ipapo, I would want to look at the inclusion of women in politics. I would want to give you an example of, I think, at least three women that are participating in politics. I would want to point out Kunana Mchangwa, Monica Mchangwa. There is also Tatenda Malepera, who's doing a lot on women emancipation. You find that she's doing a lot under her ministry, not only her ministry, but also under Young Women for ED. That is doing a lot to upgrade Upenyu Wedu Sivakazi. So I would want to give a shout out, and I would also want to thank her for the notable work that she's doing for women. And there is also Opam Chinguri, that is also doing quite a lot of things. And last but not least, there is also our faithful lady, Mamai Mnangagwa, who is doing a lot to upgrade also Upenyu Hwevakadzi by doing my project, Akawanda, to uplift Upenyu Hwevakadzi. And after that, I would also want to point out, kuzvitonga kwedu kwatinako iye zvino, we've got no one anotiudza kuti chakati nechakati, though pane pamwe patiri takasaririra, but you find that a lot for 44 years zviri kuitwa inini semwana mudiki pamayouth fellow chaiyo you find that it is the youth bank which is actually giving out money from a project. If you actually go on a project, you know, you see that Google Youth Bank, you don't know what a money you could take a project, yako. And there's also Women's Bank. If you are a card, you need age limit. If you just go in a project, yako, then you get a funding for your project. So I'd want to say for 44 years, Jaka Wanda, so we will point out to each one, each one, each one. Zvino zviri kuti fambira isusu vechidiki nekuti you find kuti employment rate, I know kuti we've got unemployment rate iri kuti kwirei, but you find kuti isusu vechidiki tiri kuwana zvinhu zvakawanda zvekuita, ende tichiwanawo rubatsiro from vatungamiriri vedu, tichiwanawo rubatsiro from notable businessmen like ana Whitnell Chivayo, tichiwana zvakare rubatsiro from notable vanhu vemuparliament like vana Sakupwanya, vana Scott Sakupwanya, even ana Passion Java. So I'd want to say hongo tingachema zvedu kuti apo neapo neapo pari kumbeka, but you find kuti kuzvichonga kuzvire kwatakawana pa 44 years, we've got quite a number of things that we can point out kuti aiwa apo zviri kufamba, apo zviri kufamba, apo zviri kufamba. That's all I can say. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much there, Miss Mpofu. Ndodzoka kwamuri, Miss Chiwota. Muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa namuzare vabva kutaura, vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba, vachitaurawo vamwe vari mubato ravo rezanopf vavari kuti madzimai ari kuwanikwawo achidhonza mamwe madzimai kuti vapindewo mumapositions nezvimwe zvakadaro sekutaura kwavari kuita. Imi muri kuona sei tichitarisa day to day life yemudzimai imomo muzimbabwe pamakore waya ataona Zimbabwe ichiwana kuchitonga kuzere, munoti nezvataurwa namuzvare vabva kutaura?
Looking at the day-to-day existence of women in Zimbabwe, I would say that, yes, there has been progress that has been made, because remember, in 2013, the country adopted a constitution that makes very clear provisions in Section 17, 56, and 80 for the equal representation of women. However, it is far from the situation that is on the ground. And then when you look at the situation economically, there are so many youth that are suffering in the country of Zimbabwe. We have a high unemployment rate. We have a lot of children going to school. They're graduating only for them to sell airtime in the streets. And, you know, some of these opportunities that others are getting seem to be some kind of grace that is locating people, not to say that there's a fair... they've said distribution of these opportunities, not everybody can afford them. When you listen to podcasts from other civil society organizations, we have so many young people who are desperate for employment, so many young people who've got dreams, so many young people who've got ideas. And then what is lacking is the issue of resources to implement. Like I said, the country is undergoing massive economic instability. We currently have the new currency that was introduced, it's not even available. And I will testify firsthand that right now, a kombi that used to cost 50 cents now costs $1. How many people have $1 when over 76% of the country's population, 66% of which is the youth, cannot afford a dollar because they're living under the poverty bottom line? That's number one. How many women are we seeing prostituting themselves and getting into forced marriages, joining these funny churches where women are being exploited because they're looking for survival, because they're looking for financial security? We have organizations like Musasa. Even the government itself, it's dealing with a lot of women who need assistance because they're survivors of gender-based violence, and they're now stretched to capacity. They are now reaching out to civil society organizations for assistance. So then to me, it doesn't really make sense when you say that everybody's being afforded these opportunities. Yes, granted, definitely there's been progress that's been made, but then there's still a lot of people who are suffering in Zimbabwe, and women are the vulnerable group, and women do not have access to these opportunities. Like I said, if you look at the trend of women political leaders, there is a decline from the 2013 elections to 2023, where we are seeing the lowest numbers of women in politics. And right now, the numbers are 16% in local leadership and national leadership. And right now, even with the youth, we have a youth quota. In the youth quota, 5 seats are reserved for women. Only 2 young women managed to secure those seats. And these are women between the ages of 18 and 35. But then, like I said, women make up over 52% of the population, right? like I said, at political party levels, very few women are being shielded. So I don't exactly understand what it means when someone will say that, you know, women's status in Zimbabwe is increasing. Progress is being made. I'm not going to lie. Progress is being made. There are a lot of initiatives. But then what is the point of going to a community, teaching people about their rights, equipping them with leadership skills, but then not giving them money to then implement the ideas that they have, not giving them the $1,000 to run for the MP spot, not giving them the $100 to go for the councillor spot? What is the point? Right now, people are unable to compete. So what exactly is the reason for all of that?
Thank you so much. They were hearing from Jessie Chihota, the program's manager for WALP. I'll come back to you, Ms. Rumbidza Impofu, Zanu PF. Mataura imikuti, aiwa kune mari dzirikupiwa vechidiki. Mari dzirikupiwa vechidiki vese vese here kana kuti vanobva kubato renyu badzi.
Inini ndikati mari idzi dzirikupiwa vanhu vekuzanu PF chete ndinenge ndichinyora. Now, could you find, could you, I want to give you a good example.
Uh-huh.
We have the city council in Harare. City council, who is running the city council right now? It's Triple C and EP. Instead of them implementing, if we implement this, we are going to cater for our own needs for this or that. Instead, they are not giving even anything. To the extent, if you roam around in town, you'll find litter everywhere. I just want to say, it's like you just asked me to marry is difficult to amun say. So I want to say, one Zanu PF is it all Zanu PF, but not only the Zanu PF. It will be Ragawanda. Your Triple C Batai and it's about Ragazinda. It's supposed also to cater for my youth eye. But I would want to say, Akana Ragawanda Zaragutra my youth abo. Not only my youth abo, even Kuma Kantal is Kokanako, you'd find good in Avana Zakawanda Zaragutra. One, two. I would also want to talk about the Young Women for ED. Young Women for ED, and it is. I told you, Young Women for ED. It's Young Women for Youth. Young Women for Economic Development, and it is. Meaning, Kuti, it's not only focusing on Zanu PF youth. It's focusing on Vakazi, LGBT, yes. And it is actually doing wonders. If I tell you, Kuti, for only last year, Young Women for ED, Yaka Gona Kutore Sama license, and Odarika EO 1000. If you find Kutima license,
thank you there.
Go out to. You don't have.
If you can just round up, because we're coming to the end of the program so that we can give our other guests a last word. Just round up that, you know, moving forward, so you, from your own observation, your, you know, 44 years of independence, everything is okay.
I can't say everything is okay, but I can say efforts are being made. If I say there are no efforts at all,
thank you. Let me also give our other guest a chance. Please come in, Ms. Chiwota, your last word.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that I do feel like the country is making efforts as well. So we work a lot with the Ministry of Women to ensure that we combine the resources that we have and the capacity that we have to increase women participation, to better the livelihood of women, to take them from one position to another. However, there's still a lot that needs to be done.
And thank you, Ms. Chiwota. Let's just take a caller quickly. Hello, Sister Edna Pindai Munzwe Tinswe. Munona saying, independence.
Nguva yeindependence yedu yakanaka yedu takasunungugwa, asi hatina kunyanya kusunungugwa. Ndinoona vamwe vari kuti tigere tarisai kuti mamiliyoni mangani ari kunze. Izvozvi tikatarisa vari kuZimbabwe vangani vaenda kuindependence vashoma, nokuti munhu angaendi kuindependence une nzaramba. Two, umwe hatorina mari exam yekunyoresa mwana wake izvezvi. Saka hapana chandosarira independence yacho. Basa hakuna, medication hapana. Ndikarwara ndotoita stress, mai vangu vakagwara ndotopinda bhivhi. Saka independence yacho handiiona, hamino vari kuiona.
Zvatinovona
zvatinobata kuti tinofarira independence, tigere nevana ti vana mai vedu chikwanisa kuvasapota. Izvozvo hatigokuchengetsa vana mai vedu, handidi. Tiri mumasango, vanhu vazhinji vari mumasango.
Thank you so much, Edna. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyabuye.